Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klaus HaMatal, and we learned Simon Zion, the Tefillah that a person is supposed to say before learning and after learning. And I want to address a few more points before we continue. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to know, why is it nowadays nobody seems to be saying this Tefillah? If the Shulchan Aruch passes that it's chiyuv to say, and that the Mishnah is not just telling us something that Rabbi Nachunya Ben Hakana did, but that was something we were chiyuv to say, so why aren't we saying it? So Aruch HaShulchan says that if you look at this tefillah, Beaker, this tefillah was put in place for people which are Murei Hurah, people which are Pasking Shilas, people which are writing Tshuvas, people which are deciding Halacha. So in those people, we have this concern about that they should not be Nichshol in Dvar Halacha. It's a significant role that they're playing, etc. But for the average person who is not involved in learning at that level, he does not need to say that. So therefore, obviously, the people which are Murei Hurah, there's really not any good explanation why they're not saying it, and they should be saying it. When should they say it? If these people are basically spending their day learning Torah, even though they might have interruptions during the day, so they can say that the Bakasha in the morning before they start, and they say the Mordani at the end of the day. They do not need to say it after a learning session. They can say it at the end of the day. An individual who is not a Murei Hurah and wants to say it anyway, obviously he could say it. There's nothing wrong with saying it. He could say it, even according to the Aruch HaShulchan, and maybe he should say it. But he would say it not since he's going to be finishing his learning session and going off to doing other activities which are not Torah related, going to work, etc. So it's preferable he should say the Moed Ani at the end of his learning session in the morning. And if he comes back to learn again later in the day, he would say the Bakasha before he starts, and the Moida Ani, the Hodah, after he's finished. The second tefillah which we mentioned, the Mishabura mentions, it's quoted from the Taz, and this nusach that the Taz is saying, it actually applies to all people. So that's the bakasha which you mentioned, Yirotzen, Shetari Nai B'mor Tarasecha, B'saslem Nikol Mechsha B'tos, that tefillah is not limited only to Murei Hurah, and that any person could say. There is another statement or bakasha that a person could say, which is from the Shloka Kaddish. The Shloka Kaddish should say at the beginning of his learning that he says, "I want to learn in order that my learning should come l'day ma'isa, it should come today yediyah satara." And then he adds a Shem Yichud. So the Shem Yichud is something which the Hasidim are comfortable saying, and they say it. However, the that Rabbi Huda was concerned about when a person says the Shem Yichud, he's saying some process of combining different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the goal. It says if a person is not really familiar with what he's doing, it's not appropriate to say it because you might make things worse rather than better, bringing different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu together and Tzirufim, which is a Kabbalistic concept. So that's why the minhag of the people, the Misnagdim, is not to say the Shem Yichud. They could say the Bakasha or the Hareini Mechaven, but the Shem Yichud Kucha Brichu Ushkinte, which the Hasidim say, they do not say. If a person is in a rush and he wants to get saying this whole tefillah, he came late to shir and he wants to, doesn't have time to say the whole tefillah. So the main bakasha is shleikh shabbatar halacha, and that I shouldn't cause somebody else a mikshal. So that's the main points of the bakasha for the Murei Hurah, and if a person can at least get that phrase in, shleikh shabbatar to kol yodi shleikh shabbatar halacha. So a person can get those points in, he really has touched on the main points that need to be said in order that he could sit down to learn after the appropriate precautions. Have a good day.